and sheep be also red.
From the Bible. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God.
Okay. Just a minute. Yeah, let me hear the paragraph now.
Eve, verse 16. This is the verse that so many men and women have the Apostle Paul drinking so much rum and consuming so much illegal drugs that he got stone drunk and beside himself, that in this one verse, verse 16, Paul voided, nullified, and destroyed all that he had said in verses 5 to 15. For any person to give verse 16 a meaning or interpretation that destroys all that he said in verses 1 through 15 is to make Paul into a crazy man or to pervert the word of God. We have, verse 16, we have no such custom practice. Neither the churches of God can have only one of two meanings. One, we have no such custom requiring women to pray with heads covered. Or, two, we have no such custom that allows women to pray with heads uncovered.
Okay. What I'm going to do is look on the word custom. And how it is used, and get back to the text. It's just something I'm making sure of here. 11. I'm coming. Give me a minute or two, please. Oh, that's 2 Corinthians. Okay. We are going to, as I've said, look on. We start a revisiting to make sure we get the point. We encourage your input, your comment, your participation. Because it contributes to the learning process of each one of us. When other brothers and sisters who have something to contribute to the discussion do so. What we ask is that you, in your comment, you try to get to the point as directly and as briefly as is possible, so that others who want to participate can, and that we can get on the way. Now, what we do now is, I pointed out last week, one of the word that people have gone to France with as country people would say is the word custom. As used in verse 16, people have taken that in all directions. I pointed out a fact. The context within which a word is used determines the meaning of the word. Even in English, that is so. Even in English, that is so, in the English language. You put a word out there in isolation, and much can be made of that word if it is not in a sentence or in a context. But when you put that word in a context, then you will see what the writer had in mind when the writer write or use that word. And so is the word custom, tradition. Now, in verse 2, we have the word, let us hear it.
Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you.
Now, ordinances. As used, let me back up. The word ordinances or ordinance is the same word used in St. John 18:39. Let us hear that. St. John 18:39.
But you have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the King of the Jews?
Okay. Here is two different usages of the very same word. Sonousia. That's the Greek. This word is used in 1 Corinthians 11:2, and it is used in St. John here 18:39. But in the two passages, it does not carry the same meaning. In St. John 18:39, it refers to a human practice that has been going on for so long that it becomes almost law among them, but it is not God's law. Everybody gets it? As the word sunesia, custom, is used in John 18:39, it is referring to a human practice that has been handed down and carried on. Coming. So what, read St. John again?
But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover.
We the Jews. Are we the Romans, whatever. This is not referring to God's law. Now, look now in 1 Corinthians again. Read verse 2.
Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them.
The word ordinance here is the same word custom. But here it carries a completely different meaning. As you said, here you can separate the boys from the men. Because in this passage now, it's referring to, well, here it carries the meaning of God's instruction, God's command, God's precept, God's order. The same word somebody had called. Was it a, okay, let me go on then. I wasn't about to accommodate any question yet, but I didn't want to pass your question. You know, there are times I will ask you to just hold it. Yes. Okay. So this is an example of the usage of the same words with two completely different meanings. Now, let us look at the word tradition. Give me a minute. You know, sometimes it's that's why I always like to look over my lesson, because I just since today, and I don't want 15:2. I don't want to make you leave here with my mistake. 15:2. Okay, that's right. Yes. So I'd like to make sure. That's right. Okay. Now let's look on the word tradition. We have been warned about the tradition of men. Haven't we? Matthew 15:2.
And it reads, "Why do thy disciples transgress the tradition of the elders? For they wash not their hands when they eat bread."
Okay, verse 3.
"But he answered and said unto them, Why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition?"
You see, Christ has separated the boys from the men there. You see, they are talking about the tradition of the elders. Jesus Christ says, okay, compare that with the commandment of God. You see, look at verse 6.
"And honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition."
You see, they just add something to what God had commanded then. They were trying to clarify God's commandment. And they just add something to it. And that becomes almost law. That's what Jesus Christ is attacking. Jesus Christ is not attacking the commandment of God to honor your mother and father. When you read the context, you will see it dealing with what they have added. And Christ says, because of your addition, you dishonor God's command. And the same principle, look at Mark 7. Verse 3 and verse 8 to verse 9. Mark
7, verse 3. "For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders."
8 through 9.
"For laying aside the commandment of God, he hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, as many other such like things.
It's important that we notice and remember how Jesus Christ, you see, like the audience of Christ's time, we can have our priority mixed up. In fact, we have a lot of that today. We have a lot. You have men and women today hold more tightly to church tradition than to what the Bible teaches. That is the religious world. A man or a woman who is a member of a denomination will argue with you for his church tradition, and you know, that same person will cry down what is plainly taught in the New Testament, in the Gospel, so as to hold on to their tradition. That's the way of the religious world today. And this is exactly what Jesus Christ is attacking here. He keeps throwing throwing God's command against man's tradition that they hold on so tightly, and showing them how they discard God's command because and for their tradition. Look at Galatians 1:14.
And it reads, Galatians 1:14.
And profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers.
Okay, of the tradition. This is not only what the law commanded, but what Jewish leaders have added to the law down through the many hundred years. It becomes almost law, even though it was from man. Paul said, I held on to those two. Now, remember, we are looking on the word tradition. Now, let us look now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, and chapter 3, verse 6. 2 Thessalonians.
Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
What is he talking about here? Same word, paradosis. The original Greek word, paradosis, that has been used in Matthew chapter 15, verse 2, verse 3. And Mark chapter 7, verse 3 and verse 8 and 9. The same word. Did you listen to what the brothers just read in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15? Read it again.
Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle.
But we have just been seeing how the word tradition is used in a negative way when it is pitted against God's command. Jesus Christ was condemning the Jew because they held more tightly to their tradition than to the commands of God. We have seen that. Matthew 15:2-6, Mark 7:3, verse 8, 9. And Paul referred to it in Galatians 1:14. But here, Paul is encouraging them in Thessalonians to hold on tightly, tenaciously, to the tradition which they received. And he said, whether you receive these traditions by words from us, the apostles, or by letters. What was that talking about? What is he referring to in the word tradition in this passage of Thessalonians. In fact, to get a little more, chapter 3, same Thessalonians, chapter 3, verse 6 also. You have read chapter 2, 15.
Now we command you, brethren.
Now we command you, brethren.
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
On the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That ye withdraw yourselves.
Watch here now. That you withdraw yourselves. This is talk about this fellowshipping. You withdraw yourself from?
From every brother that walketh disorderly.
Watch here now. From every brother that walketh disorderly.
And not after the tradition which he received of us.
Everybody gets that? When Christians, members of your congregation, do not conduct themselves in keeping with the tradition that we sent you, that you receive from us, withdraw fellowship from them. What does he mean, tradition, here? Nobody knows. This is talk about the commandment of God. Nothing less, nothing more. It's the same thing he's talk about in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 37. Same thing. Listen in Corinthians 14, 37.
If any man think himself to be a prophet.
If any man think himself to be a prophet.
Or spiritual.
Or spiritual.
Let him acknowledge.
Let him acknowledge.
That the things which I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
You hear? What Paul, in fact, this is a both, it's both an encouragement and a warning. And you can see it starts a self-explanatory in those two areas, that it is an encouragement for them to respect the guidance given to them in the book of Corinthians. It is also a warning. If any man thinks himself to be a spiritual, that he is so close to God, are a prophet, let him
acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord.
The real temper of the verse is really, in effect, that he who is spiritual, he who is a prophet, let him show that. If he's really spiritual, if he's really a genuine prophet, he's going to show it by accepting and seeing the letter for what it is. That's the weight of the letter. But notice what he wrote, he called it commandment. Of
the Lord.
The Lord. It's the same thing in Thessalonians that he's referring to as what? As what?
Tradition.
Now you must not forget that. Very same thing. You see, brothers and sisters, remember I said that the context within which a word is used, not only as we look on the Bible, which was originally written in Greek and in Hebrew, but in English it's the same thing. What part of speech is this? Or what the meaning of this word? Put it in a sentence and I'll tell you what part of speech it is. Are the meaning. Well, that's it. We have seen in the book of Matthew chapter 15, tradition there was referring to practice of men handed down through the decades and centuries until it becomes almost law among that ethnic group, that race, that nation. The same word, tradition, is used other places, referring to nothing less, nothing more than the command, the divine commandment of the Almighty God, as we are seeing here in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, and chapter 3, verse 6. Okay? Question before we move on to another word. Okay, we move on then.
Another example of the use of the word tradition that is similar to one used in Matthew chapter 15. We could also find in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 18.
Yeah.
Talking about the tradition from your fathers. That was not an ordinance, or it was not from God.
Yes, yes.
But it is used similarly. So the same word here is being used also as it was in Matthew chapter 15.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. I'm just looking on something here. Okay. Yes, brother. Let me just make sure here. Okay. The word paradosis. I'm going to give you some places, and Brother Bramley has just given one. The word paradosis, translated tradition, it is used in Matthew 15, verse 2, verse 3, verse 6. It is used in Acts chapter 7, verse 3, verse 5, verse 8, verse 9, verse 30. It is used in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 2. The same word is used in Galatians 1, 14. The same word is used, that is the word paradosis, the Greek word translated, are used, being called tradition. It is used in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. It is used in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15, and chapter 3, verse 6. Now, may I? There are some three or four different Greek words translated tradition. I repeat. There are some three or four different Greek words translated tradition. But this one word, paradosis, is used in all these passages. In Matthew chapter 15, verse 2, it is translated tradition. In all three verses in Matthew, verse 2, verse 3, verse 6, it is translated tradition. In Acts, watch here now. In Acts 7, verse 3, verse 5, verse 8, verse 19, verse 13, it is translated tradition, 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 tradition. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 2, the same word is not translated in English by tradition, but ordinance. The same word, paradosis. In Corinthians, the English translator translated ordinance, but it is the same, exactly same Greek word, paradosis. In Galatians chapter 1, 14, it is translated tradition. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, it is translated tradition. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15 and 3, 6, it is translated tradition. in all those passages. But I remind you, there are passages where we will see the word tradition, and it might not be the word paradosis. We move on. Custom. Now this is the word. Custom. Could we hear Corinthians again? Verse 16, chapter 11.
But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God.
What is a custom? The way the word is used. Nobody here knows. Custom. Okay, let me examine. We're not talking custom where the government collect money from you. We're not, so let's put that out. The way we use custom, what is the idea that the word usually carries? Practice. Perfect. Something, a practice that has been handed down. Until it becomes a part of that community, that
like a tradition.
Like, yes, almost like a tradition. That's right. Custom. Custom is not legislative law. Are we all there? Custom is not legislative law. It's not law that governing necessary past. Sometimes a person may use the word, but it's not. Custom means a practice that has been practiced among that community, or in that community, in that ethnic or racial group, or in that nation for so long until it becomes a part of them. Custom. Okay. This is the meaning look at Hebrew chapter 10, verse 25.
Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another.
The word manner here is the very same word. What?
Custom.
Custom. What is the idea in its usage here in Hebrew? This was talking about members stay away from worship. And what the inspired writer was telling Christian then and now, don't take the bad example of unfaithful Christian. Not staying away from worship as the manner of some is, or as the practice, because that's exactly the meaning of the word custom here. Practice. Those Christians who are unfaithful, who are not committed, who worship God when they want and do their own thing when they want, they have not set sacred time one side for God. God doesn't want our leftovers. God wants time that are premium to us. That's the time it is premium to Him. Time that is set aside. And the writer of Hebrews said, don't take those bad examples. So custom here means practice. Don't follow the bad practice of others. Okay, now? The word custom as used in 1 Corinthians 11:16. May I? Listen the verse.
But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God.
The word custom here, the large church plus we at Corinth do not have such practice. What is the practice under consideration?
Contention.
I think the word practice our custom qualify the subject which has been dealt with from verse 3 down, the covering. That is, we have no such practice of women praying uncovered or men praying covered. We have no such practice. It is not making head covering a custom, as the word is used in what passage did I give you all first?
Matthew 15.
In fact, let me give you some more. You said before I look at the passage of Luke 1:9 and 2:27. Let us hear it.
According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense.
Wait. Somebody didn't find the passage, brother. Everybody found it now. Read.
According,
the brother is reading from the passage of Luke 1:9. Everyone be prepared to answer my question on this passage. Read.
According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
Okay, custom in Corinthians, while it carries the concept of practice, and that is the command of Jesus Christ for women to be covered and for men not to, that has been practiced by the large church wherever it was found then, because he talks about the church in Galatia, isn't he? Huh? In the book of Corinthians, you don't remember in verse 2? Chapter 16, verse 2. As I have given to the
churches of Galatia.
So do I giving you the Corinthians. When he referred to the church in Galatia, it is referring to the church. Galatia, the churches in Galatia include the church in Antioch, the church in Iconium, the church in Lystra, the church in Derbe, and congregation of the Church of Christ in some of the other provinces of Rome that was then, all of that was Galatia. So when he talks about the church in Galatia, it was not just one or two congregations, it was many. And all of these congregations, the same order was given to them. Christ commanded that the women should be covered based on the reason he has just laid down, and the men should not. So here we have, read that passage again in Luke 1:9.
According to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord.
Mr. Reader, Brother McFarlane, the custom of the priest's office. Is he talking here about something handed down by the Jews or God's command?
God's command, brother.
Back that up.
According to the custom of the priest's office.
No, but I want you to back it up with explanation.
Okay, I was going to try and explain it based on the context.
Please.
All right, this first part of the sentence, according to the custom of the priest's office, it might seem as if it would be the tradition of man. But when he continues to say his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, you can clearly see that, you know, it is the commandment
perfect,
of God.
Perfect, brother, perfect. This, that is referred to the custom of the priest's office. Is referring to nothing less, nothing more than the command the Almighty God gave the Levites and laid down in the book of Leviticus. That is what is referred to as custom. It's not referring to any man-made practice handed down or made by man. It's referring to divine command. And here it referred to it as custom. Everybody sees it? See it in the other passage. That was chapter 1, verse 9. Look at chapter 2, verse 27.
Bro Michelle.
Yes.
Before you move off from it, it's interesting that this example is used. Because when you look at, like, Adab and Abihu, these were from the lineage of Levi, just the same. It was so serious.
So serious.
That God killed them.
Everybody heard what Brother Webb said? That it is interesting that we come to this about the priesthood. And what Brother Webb is saying, that so tenacious, so serious, so important, so divine was the command directing the priests in their sacrifice, that when Nadab and Abihu slip up, the Almighty God gave them some ice water to cool down themselves. No, God killed them instantly. And it was surrounding the very thing the brothers just read here, that the Bible referred to as custom. It's God's divine command that he expects the priests in the Levitical system to respect and obey and reverence. The Bible referred to it as custom. You see, brothers, even today we must make a distinction between God's command that is referred to sometimes as custom, and man-made custom, which is totally different two things. And when people want to mix them up, Roman Catholic will run to the Bible and show you the passage in Thessalonians where Paul talks about the tradition which you receive from us. In the Roman Catholic Catechism, I have it. So I'm not misrepresenting them. I have the catechism in which they use this passage to show, you see, a lot of Roman Catholic doctrine is tradition. man-made, damnable tradition. Are we there? So they will run you. They are assuming you do not know the Bible, and many people don't know the Bible. They will run to the passage of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 to show you that nothing is wrong with tradition. Paul said, talks about tradition. But Paul is talking about the inspired directive of the Almighty God given to them, the apostle, through the Holy Spirit. He's not talking about practice of man handed down by man. Are we all there? Let us hear verse 2, chapter 2, verse 27.
And he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law.
They brought Jesus Christ into the temple to do after, for Christ. After what?
The custom of the law.
Is that man-made custom or divine commandment?
Divine.
Divine commandment. When the child reached 8 days old or whatever it was, what and what should be done, That is God's command. So when somebody bring up the word custom to you and they want to run to Corinthians and says, Paul says we have no such custom. Paul, are we all there? Was addressing the contrary in the church. Are we all there? Those in the church who wanted to take issue with the commandment that God's command that Paul had given them. It's along the same line. We have chapter 14, verse 37. Those who claim to be prophet are claim to be spiritual. If they want to take issue with me, before they take issue with me, that is in this passage. Paul is saying, they should be wise enough to consider this. Well, it's the same thing here. Those in the church, remember the letter was written. And keep in mind, letters were read to the congregation. Are we all there? Are we all there? That is not debatable. That is a fact. When most of the letters the apostle read, when it reached the destination, when the church met, a person was appointed to read the letter to the church. And if it was too long to be read and explained, well, it was just read. If it was too long, it would be done when the church met again. So Paul had this to be sent to the Corinthians, and those contrary, contentious, some of them probably devilish members, some of them were influencers who want to take issue with women covering and men not covering. Paul said, we have no such practice of women praying, prophesying without their head being covered, and men. As I've said, but we are going to close here, and next week now we make some final, we know God's willing, we end the study next week. So we are going, we look on these two possible meaning and the passage or the phrase, the verse can have no other meaning if you take the context into consideration other than one of these meanings. Next week we'll look more at that. And we beg that what you learn about custom and tradition, you do not forget it. And you have been given passages that you should write down, showing how word like custom is used with different meaning depending on the context. And so also is the word tradition or the word ordinance. Okay?
And we're closing the two last passages you look at in Luke 1. Could the word tradition be used in those two passages?
No. Unless, let me put it like this, the Holy Spirit speaking through Luke, the physician, did not inspire them to use the word tradition, but the word custom. It's not that it couldn't be used. Yes. Because if it were used, Brother Pierce, it would be used carrying the same meaning it carries in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 15 and 3:16. You got me, Brother Pierce? That is, it's not left up to us to go and drop the word. Tradition in the passage of Luke 1, 3, and chapter 2, verse 7, wherever there. It's not up to us to do that. The passage used the word custom, and we can see from the context that it is talk about divine command. But as I said, if a translator translated, if we have time, well, I didn't bring that, the 26th translation, I would see how many different ways they translated. But it would have to have the word tradition, Brother Pierce, would have to carry the same meaning it carries in 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 15 and chapter 3, verse 6, wherever there. Because in those two passages, the word tradition means command. Follow? Don't follow. Yes. Yes, Brother Bramley.
That has really run out on us.
Yes. But
I would love to address verse 16, God willing, next week, and to show from the scriptures, why the custom that is being spoken of, which, by the way, it's not an substitute word for tradition as used in verse 3.
Mm-mm. Because tradition there and custom are two different words. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I would love to give an explanation from the scriptures as to why we have that difficulty in verse 16 and what the verse really means.
But Brother Bramley, verse 16 is not really difficult if we take the context into consideration.
Totally agree.
That's the point.
I agree.
When anybody read 1 Corinthians 11:16, if you read that by itself, you will have problems like any other verse you take out of context. But if a person is reading the entire context, like from verse 1, 2, or 3, in fact, we have no such custom, neither the churches of God can have only one of two meanings. This is why I am leaving this for next week. My point is to show that you cannot come up with any other meaning other than one of these meanings. And we are going to be looking on why there is no doubt in which of these two meanings is the right meaning. Everybody follow? Nobody follow? You see. So my point, Brother Bramley, is that okay.
The correct position you would have come up with, you know. That is not really the issue. The issue is that persons keep annexing verses 2 and 16 because of the use of the word, and they feel that they can use it interchangeably.
The word from and custom
and tradition or ordinances. The New King James Version uses traditions.
Yes.
The Old King James used ordinances.
Yes.
You cannot interchange these two words.
The word.
Custom in 16.
Yeah.
And ordinances or traditions as you find in verse 2.
Perfect, brother.
And therefore, what you say concerning all the arguments that Paul has presented from creation to glory, angels, etc. All those 8 that you have outlined. There is no other conclusion that you can come to except these two.
Yes.
The
and
issue,
one of them is correct. One of them is contrary to the context.
Exactly.
You see.
But
yes, go on,
the understanding, the real understanding of verse 16, which God will really love to address, is that the custom, is it? Talking about the custom or the practice.
It's practice.
Of the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it the new subject matter that he introduced, which was being of a contentious nature? And I'd love to show from the scriptures that is what verse 16 is talking about. A practice of being contentious. Contentious over the issue of head covering.
Yes.
We have no such custom as do, and you see, to get a context following also of the verse, which is harmonious with the first 15 verses, is that this has also been taught in the other churches.
We
can show scriptures. Well, you have already pointed it out, and we can revisit that again.
Yes.
Where this teaching was taught in other churches, not
other
Corinthian church.
Of the Lord's church. In fact, we have showed in the beginning of the study that whatever Paul taught in one congregation, it was taught in all. He didn't have one teaching for one congregation and a different teaching for another. So thank you all for your input, and next week now we'll make some final comment on verse 16. And again, it's important, not just for this study, but for any study of the Bible, that you make jotting in respect to how words like custom is used, the context determine the meaning, or word like tradition is used, the context is the determining factor, and the fact that both the word custom, the word tradition, they are used in negative ways and they are used in positive ways. Again, the context determines. Thank you, and again, it's my hope that you, at the end of the study, which we are almost at, you would have found yourselves in a better position, not only to practice what the Bible teaches, but to defend what it teaches. God